And there's an example in your book that I always like to share before we go into real specifics with this, of the sentence, "She showed me something." So notice what you put in your mind. She showed me something. Literally, what pictures does that sentence put in your mind? What do you get? Let's hear. What kind of images does it create?
A young person walking up with their notebook to show me something. So physically, yeah.
Young person with a notebook to show you. Anybody have a different picture? What's yours, Sebastian?
Actually, I see my wife who shows me something she had painted.
Oh, something she had painted. Okay, what about you?
Actually, the lady that has empty hands, because I don't know what that something is.
Okay, empty hands, but it's a
that
lady
waiting
with
waiting
empty
for
hands.
Something.
Okay, Kevin?
I see my wife taking me on a trip to show me something.
Wow, okay, yes.
And the action of being shown something, just the action of it, whether it's, just the action.
But do you somehow have hands? I just noticed what you did with your some hands, Mom.
I have a random person. This is funny, in a trench coat, and she's like,
"Oh,
oh, right." I like that one, Mo. That's cute. Shogun.
I have no image in my mind because I'm focusing on the word something. So
okay. And because it's something and you don't know what that is, you've got nothing. And you've got nothing?
I just have an idea of an object, so it's an object based.
Okay. So,
I had nothing either. And I went to the following question, who?
Okay, so that's good. So that's what we don't know. We've got a wife, we've got a random person in a trench coat. Yeah?
You
pictured me.
You
showed you something. Okay.
Was she in
the
trench coat?
Was I in the
trench coat? I think she pulled something out.
Oh, he's not going to get out of that one.
Yeah.
No. I think we're all hallucinating. Okay, so we've got a number of different images that come up. So you don't know who she is, right? But we had a number of different she's. So again, we'd like to play with this. My dog, Penny, showed me something. How does that change your image? From a woman to a dog, right? Now, what's your dog like? That, like Sunny says, what kind of dog do you have? When I say my dog Penny,
red.
Red?
Copper like a penny.
Mm. Copper like a penny. Well, what breed is it?
Big.
Okay. How and small dog?
Yeah.
Man, he's got a small dog.
Small bulldog.
Small bulldog, okay. You've got a puppy, a brown puppy? Yeah?
I get a dancing chihuahua.
A dancing chihuahua? Okay. Yeah.
More white.
Okay, so even if I'm specific enough to say my dog, Penny, we get all kinds of different dogs, don't we?
Your dog looks like. It's
because?
Because it will provide information. How can I imagine? To me, it's words. It's still some words and pieces, but
that's
I can't
right.
put the puzzles together because I don't have them now.
Okay, and that's why the meta model is so important. Because what you do is you notice your internal images, and do I have enough pieces to fit the picture together? And even with my dog Penny, you don't. But if I said my dog Penny, the 6 month, or that wouldn't work. The 1 year old Cocker Spaniel, copper colored Cocker Spaniel, showed me something. Now can you make at least a more complete picture of the object we're talking about, which is she showed me something. Okay? Now, what else do we need to know? What did she show? What did she show me?
And how did she show you?
Okay, so first we go for, and I hate this, this takes me back to English in school. We go for the objects or nouns, right? So she is one of them. We need to know who that is. And then showed me something. Makes sense to go for what did she show you next. She showed me her new litter of puppies.
Aww.
Aww. But how many puppies? If we wanted to be really specific, we would say her litter of 6 puppies she showed me. Then what else do we need to know? How did, yeah, where was the litter and how did she show you? She picked each one up by the ruff of its collar and brought them in and dropped them in front of my feet. Okay, now, if I say my dog Penny, that 1-year-old Cocker Spaniel with copper color, showed me her new litter of puppies by picking each one up by the collar and dropping it at my feet. Do you have a movie that you can
yes.
run of that whole sentence? And we all might have some consensus about what that sentence meant, mm-hmm. right? Now, when do you need that much specificity? Mm. And under what? What's that?
Court.
Court, yes, court. You do in court, yeah. But where else might you need it?
Sales.
Sales.
When you want a specific picture to be created
yeah.
in the other person's mind.
Right, when you want somebody to have a real clear image that matches whatever you are talking about.
But you know, it's funny, when you just said she showed me something, I would have left it at that probably, because to me it says the person doesn't want to give me more information. But the moment you started like, giving details, I want to know more and more and more. Like I would have asked, like when were those puppies born?
Right,
and,
okay.
You know,
and where, it was like Lori saying, where were they? Yeah, and what color were the puppies? Uh-huh, and what breed, or what, sex and yeah.
If when I was doing music, I would play a game. You know, I can name that note in three notes, or name that song in 3 notes. So I'd ask my accompanist, play the first 3 notes. Okay, so he knew I meant of the melody. One time he played the first 3 notes, which was the one note in the accompaniment and 2 in the treble clef. So he did what I asked. The first 3 notes.
Mm-hmm.
What I meant was play the first 3 notes of the melody to identify the song.
And so,
and he was teasing me.
He was,
but yet he was right.
Yes,
he was right.
So, and what's so funny is she says what I meant.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How often do we have that experience in our life? So when it's important that there be no misunderstandings, no meanings that you don't want in there, that's when we use the metamodel, when it's really, really important. So all of those are just meant to prime the pump for, now we get to learn all the patterns and how you ask questions to retrieve the missing information. Nancy?
You know, if you paint the picture with words to describe it in an interesting way, then you get people's attention too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get them in the picture,
yeah.
whether they fill out the rest or not,
mm-hmm.
it's part of rapport and engaging in the conversation, right? Just like when you're writing a story.
I was going to say, think about writing, how writers do it.
Yeah.
They describe to where you can actually be there in that experience. Yeah. So we're going to talk about how we use it in our general life, how we use it when we're doing NLP with another person, and all the various utilizations of it. Yes?
As part of rapport, you're talking about rapport. If you get in rapport with someone, can you help trigger those types of reactions or those types of,
Okay, be more specific. I can't quite make
sure
what you're asking.
I'm kind of thinking out loud. But
okay, go ahead.
Can you, for example, if you get in rapport with someone and you see their patterns,
mm-hmm.
their speech patterns,
mm-hmm.
and you're accessing words and that type of thing, do you need that much detail? Or are you able to access what they're trying to say without going into that much detail? Because sometimes people, if you go into that much detail, unless you're an actuary or an accountant or something, they get bored with what you're saying.
So,
I don't know
it
what
all
answer,
depends.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so the answer to your question is, it all depends on what you're going to do with the information. Right. And because, and I, she showed me something's totally out of context, right? There's nothing preceding it, nothing following it. So, I mean, yes, if that sentence came in the middle of a conversation you had had with somebody about an experience and you would automatically know what they were talking about, you might need to less detail. Yes. And it depends on what you're going to do with the information. And you're right, there are some people that will go into so much detail, you go. We call them small chunk people, people who like to tell you every detail. Yeah. So it does depend on what you're going to do with the information and why you might need the detail, yes. Okay, so we're going to take our morning stretch break and get yourself coffee if you need it, and then we're coming back to learn the patterns.